This is Andy Stuhl for the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive. You're about to hear an hour-long transmission from Audio Placebo Plaza. Conceived by sound artists Aaron G., Julia E. Dick, and Vivian Lee, Audio Placebo Plaza occupied a storefront in Montreal's Plaza Saint-Hubert for 7 days in June 2021 as part of Undefined Radio's pop-up gallery and pirate radio station. Through a series of bespoke compositions, the project explored the promise of therapeutic sound, drawing on everything from ASMR to Muzak. You'll first hear the artists consulting with a visitor in order to tailor a custom placebo to their auditory needs. These appointments were broadcast through Undefined's FM transmitter, along with the finished placebos, including the one you'll hear in the final stretch of the hour.
Can music give you what you need? Does sound have the power to process complex emotions? Can placebos help? How are you today?
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Julia.
How are you
and
today?
We're here to offer a kind of help with Audio Placebo Plaza. For 1 week, we offer everyday people customized positive messages, audio creations, healing frequencies, binaural beats, ASMR, and more. From June 11th to 16th at 6835 Rue Saint-Hubert and on undefined.fm.
This project is produced by Undefined Radio and co-presented by Sony Pearl Popolo and CKUT.
Thank you.
I'm in Zia. Are you Zia? We've been waiting for you. Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry.
No. I mean, you are right on time. What I meant is we were expecting you. Yes.
Welcome to Audio Placebo Plaza.
So I guess that just one thing to be careful of is not to step on the Orbeez. They're these very special mascots for our space. They are flexible. They're very vulnerable. If you step on them, they will squish, but they regenerate during the night. These are things that inspire us here in our audio production.
Hydrated.
Yeah.
Thriving.
Yeah. Just helping others. Please take a seat in the ASMR chair. Bye, Dennis. Thank you for your visit. Here, your microphone's totally turned off now, so you can adjust it however you like. Thank you. Thank you. So we are streaming live to a real radio station, 107.7 FM. It is real, but has a very limited range. From what we hear, you can hear it all over Villeray and Petite Patrie, Little Italy, you know, basically centralizing around the Saint-Hubert area. It's beaming from the roof. We're also streaming live to the internet at undefined.fm. Because we're 100% about consent here at Audio Placebo Plaza, do you consent?
I do.
Wonderful. So, Zia, we have prepared for you some intake questions in order to determine how we can best serve you and your, you know, see how we can help you best with whatever it is you need. Placebos have been proven to work for a wide variety of ailments. They're not a replacement for traditional therapy or medicine at all, but they do have benefits. So we're going to start by asking you, what brought you here today and how can we help you?
What brought me here today? I saw the ad come up for this wonderful space and service.
I love how you match it, by the way.
I do. I know. I wasn't even doing that on purpose.
Am I allowed to take a picture of you?
Sure, go for it.
Like, it's you match the space so much. Sorry, I know that this question is all about you, but like, it's really, I'm a bit stunned. So, yeah, there we go. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I also love your lava lamp. I'm feeling a real affinity.
Yeah.
And connection to it, emotionally, spiritually.
This is really satisfying. You are our last customer of Audio Placebo Plaza.
Oh, wow.
So
I hope that we can end on a high note.
We are set for retirement tomorrow.
We're set for our placebo.
We're going to get our pensions.
Big placebo instead of big pharma?
That's about right. Big placebo.
Hmm.
Not capitalist, though. We're funded by the government.
Fair enough. What brought me here today? Yeah, I was curious to see how I could benefit from a placebo.
Wonderful. Is there anything that we can help you with in particular that you'd like to explore?
I've been feeling a lot of stress.
Hmm.
You know, probably a common sentiment among people who come here. I've been helping to care for somebody who isn't doing very well, and I would like to be soothed in some way.
Oh, we can help with that for sure. This is something we can absolutely assist you with. We can 100% relate to caring for others.
I bet.
But, you know, by caring for others, sometimes you also feel cared for, but you also need a little bit of TLC yourself sometimes.
Sometimes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through a very, very simple questionnaire. So Julia, do you want to go over the sonic therapy portion of the questionnaire?
For sure, I would be happy to. So I'm going to list off for you a variety of different sonic experiences, treatments, and I just want you to let me know if you've ever heard of them before, if it interests you, or if you would like a little bit more of an explanation about what they are. So the first one is soundscapes.
Have you ever heard of soundscapes?
I have not.
Very good.
I would love to hear more, though.
Well, Julia.
Beautiful. Sure. So this could be a collage of recordings or just one recording of a specific space. So this could be like creating the experience, simulating the experience of a jungle or maybe a forest at night or being in a canoe, these kinds of an immersive environmental composition.
Love that.
We can recreate a memory for you.
Wow.
We have networks all over the world ready to provide us with soundscapes from their locale.
It's true.
Worldwide consortium of government-funded placebo centers.
Big placebo strikes again.
Yeah. Julia, I'll let you take it away again.
No problem. How about nature sounds?
Love nature sounds. Rain, right. Incredible. Incredible sound.
All right, I'm going to take a note of that. Likes rain. Okay, moving on. Isochronic tones.
No idea what this is.
All right, Aaron gives a very accessible description of this, so I'm going to let you take it away there.
Sure. Thanks, Julia. Isochronic tones are basically an exploration of how vibrations can resonate in the body and resonate sympathetically with things that are already going on. A lot of research has been done into the brain. Of course, the brain is always vibrating at many frequencies, but sometimes it has been shown that exposing the brain to a very targeted stimuli actually can entrainment into reproducing it itself, because even though the brain is very complex, some ways it is kind of just a dumb organ like all the rest of them. So isochronic tones is a way of brain hacking or attempted brain hacking, and there are some frequencies that are below the threshold of human hearing, but you can kind of simulate them by putting an envelope on just any other frequency that you find appealing. And so we can, even though you can't hear 6 hertz, you can hear 6 cycles per second of a sound that goes up and down.
Very cool. I like it.
Yay.
Sorry, I'm crinkling.
Very popular here. Great. How about astral noise?
You know, I don't know what this is either.
I mean, we're here for you. We're happy to explain it all to you.
Sounds exciting, though.
Julia, this one is your specialty.
No problem. So astral noise can be anything, refers to anything that comes from the environment. These are frequencies which are created through natural reoccurring phenomena. So this can be the rotation of the Earth, or the frequencies that the sun gives off during sunset or at different times of the day, lightning, the northern lights. These all make reactions in the electromagnetic sphere, which we can't hear with our regular ears, but we can use some specific amplification devices and record them. And so it's a nice way to experience all of this magnificent activity happening in the Earth's magnetosphere and in the cosmos.
A new layer of noticing. I like it.
For real. How about Muzak?
I do know what Muzak is. I think, wait, is that elevator music?
Indeed.
Ah, okay. Got it.
It's its own way.
Exactly.
Of brain hacking.
Yep, totally.
Do you find Muzak appealing?
So-so.
Okay. Depends.
Depends.
Okay, so how about deep listening?
What's that?
Yes?
Oh, no, I don't know.
So deep listening is a practice developed by American composer Pauline Oliveros, and it's basically the practice of listening, often in a group, often to the sounds of the environment, in a kind of a meditative practice, which is done kind of over and over, and she's developed a number of different practices.
Cool.
How about drone?
I love drone.
Great. Hypnosis.
As in the classic sense, being hypnotized?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm skeptical that it works, but it works for a lot of people. So maybe I'm being too skeptical.
So are you how about sound bath?
I'm into sound bath.
Great.
Bathe me in sound. Any time, any place.
We can do it.
Bath. Okay. How about Neo-Gregorian chant?
Can't say I know much about that.
It's just that we find that the use of vocality is intriguing, but we're not interested in the cultural beginnings of this art form.
Mm. Gotcha. Cool. I'm into that.
Neo.
Role play. Oh, sorry.
Nothing. I'm just being, I'm just making a joke.
Okay, how about role play?
I can get down with role play.
Yeah, great. And ASMR.
I can't believe that I'm going to, you know, admit this live, but I do love ASMR. I'm an ASMR listener for sure. I find it very relaxing.
Great. We'll circle back to that. In just a moment, then. How about laughter yoga?
Never done it, but intriguing.
Okay, good to know. White noise.
White noise is great.
Pink noise.
What is pink noise?
I can play you an example. Let me pull it up. Julia, are you able to pull it up? You might be able to pull it up faster than me while I explain it.
Sure.
White noise is all of the frequencies heard, like, that are of equal volume. However, the human ear does not perceive all frequencies of equal volume. And so you can think of white noise as equal frequencies, but pink noise is actually like equality noises, because the pink noise actually compensates for the curves of the ear, and it makes some of the tones more powerful than others, so it actually sounds more even in our perception.
Cool.
It's a really nice name for it.
It is. It sounds exciting.
So which one are
can
we
you hear that?
To? Yeah, we can, loud and clear. Is that the pink noise?
This is the pink, yep.
Yeah, it's way comfier than white noise is.
Ooh,
yeah.
I just love that.
So soft.
Ooh.
Similar to a rain sound, I would say.
True.
Kind of gets.
And just for comparison, I'll play some white.
Right.
Annoying, right?
In comparison.
I will not judge anyone's perception.
No, pink noise is much, much softer.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's designed for our specific human hearing. Perception.
Lucky us.
How about binaural beats?
Into those, for sure.
Right. And guided meditation.
Yep, all about it.
Fantastic. Okay.
Sounds like we could have a lot of fun with this placebo.
Mm-hmm.
Julia, do you have any other questions for Zia?
No, I don't. I think you could take it away with the specials if you're ready.
I am ready. Zia, we have made a whole bunch of specials for guests of the Plaza, and so I'd like to draw your attention to our menu. And I will read them out and explain them for you. On Friday, we're all about finishing the week. And it's the LIPA with energizing binaural beats with fun affirmations to start your day. Add-ons, like in the manner of adding on to a sandwich, we have enthusiastic compliments. You can take as much or as little as you like. We can simulate a sonic hairdo with or without narrative context. Verbal makeover role plays with a glow up. So there we have the LIPA. On Saturday, our featured was the Ramsay, which was binaural ear-to-ear recording of food eating, aka a mukbang, while some people like more abstract experiences of pure overindulgence with mukbang, there are also others that enjoy just simulating a meal. So it'd be like small talk during breakfast, lunch or dinner, asking you about your day, maybe preparing some dessert for you, this kind of thing. Description of foods, textures, and flavors. It could include your favorite foods and a description of where it comes from. So that's the Ramsay. On Sunday, we have the Karuna, because Sunday's for rest. So hypnotic, gentle ASMR vocals to put you to sleep. Add-ons include out loud counting, isochronic tones for brain entrainment, playful misdirection, and verbal suggestions. So that would be, you know, just something very gentle to put you to rest. Monday, the Hecker. This is something that is developed for productivity. And this would be dense synth drones to soothe your noisy mind and increase focus. Add-ons include guided stretching for teletravail fatigue. So at specific intervals, we can remind you to get a glass of water or stretch your hands out a little bit. Isochronic tones to brain hack your baby, whatever this means to you. Nature sounds for hydrophone recordings to get deep into your work, whatever your work is. Tuesday, the Cthulhu, gentle, soft-spoken reading of a book. Dreamy fairy tales, an instruction manual, whatever it is that you've been meaning to get to but haven't found the time. We can read it for you. A novel, cyborg theory, who doesn't have enough of that? Add-ons include fake accents. Results will vary, and we reserve the right to deny certain accents. Tapping and page flipping, keyboard typing sounds, pen on paper note taking. So this is kind of a point for starting a conversation with you and asking, are there any of these specials that appeal to you as a baseline for making your custom audio placebo?
I'm into the Karuna and the last one, sorry.
Ooh. The Karuna and the Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm.
The Cthulhu is a very scary thing to say. I'm always worried every time I say it, actually. It's a creature from a novel that I think it's like the ancient evil from beyond the stars.
Wow.
So we don't want to say that name too often. So what is it that appeals to you specifically about the Karuna?
I love vocals.
Okay, that's great. We have a lot of voices.
Especially like soft ones. I find them very relaxing. The intimacy of that is really appealing.
Mm. Writing everything you say down. And so, or is it just that's more the vocal style that you're interested in for doing the Cthulhu?
Yeah. For sure, and also, like, the keyboard tapping and, like, the note-taking, like, small sounds like that are also really nice. Mm.
You had mentioned a role play. Do you think that there's a character that could be involved? Like, I'm thinking, like, it could be a best friend who helps you study, or... I'm not sure. I'm trying to rack my brain for something really fun. You could be listening to somebody else study. It could be a purely abstract experience where someone is actually just directly reading something to you and there isn't a role play involved. Do any of these, like, would you be interested in somebody putting you to sleep, for example, like a nighttime turn-in service?
Really, just anyone talking about anything that is interesting to them.
So, if it's a bedtime story, would you be interested in something like a chapter of, like, a novel or a fairy tale or...
Sure.
Is it, like, would you be interested in a children's book? They're very short.
Yeah, okay.
We could get through the whole thing.
True.
But, I mean, if you find that too cheesy, then we're happy to, like, you know, go the other side as well.
Wherever you feel like going, well, I think.
Okay. We're just trying to suss out what you would respond to, because there's some people that, like, there are certain strategies, it would just take them right out of it. So we're just trying to figure out if you have any sonic allergies or conceptual allergies.
I think if somebody is talking about or reading something that they like, and you're like sharing it, I find that really appealing.
Okay, so it's more about the enthusiasm and or the knowledge of the reader.
Yeah.
Authenticity.
Like a conversation, and something that the other person is also, like, you know, happy to do.
Mm-hmm. It could be like someone reading, let's say, a chapter of something, and also at the same time sharing this information with you, and then having like small reacts here and there, like, ooh, that's interesting, or
like something. Would I find myself wondering, like, even. Like, maybe this is way too out there, but, like, I'm imagining I used to listen to a radio program late at night, and somebody would talk over music, but that would be kind of difficult for us to make a radio program for you.
Right.
Because I...
About rain.
Yes, we definitely have some rain in this one, so we can talk over rain for sure. I'm writing it down again. Mm-hmm. Over rain. And so I guess, did you want us to surprise you then?
Yeah, sure.
Because it seems as though you're kind of just waiting for the delight, so I mean, far be it from us to take that from you, which just is the case. So are you seeking more of a calming experience? Even though the division between the mind and the body is an optical illusion, is there a side that you would rather that we lean on? Like, I guess, because it's more for our hypnosis sessions that we kind of focus on, like, closing the eyes, focusing on the breath, this kind of a thing. But so would you like that to be a part of this?
Sure.
Okay.
Sorry, I feel like I'm not being very specific. I'm just like, do whatever you want.
Would you maybe like something more abstract?
In terms of?
I don't know. Exercising all the possibilities. Like, if it was just rain and, like, maybe a sound of someone just barely on the edge of perception kind of falling in and out. Like, it sounds to me that it's possible it's more about the sound for you than the content.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Okay, that's very helpful.
I think the only thing that would really, really take me out of it is, like, too much, like, personal attention stuff. Like, when somebody's like, I'm taking care of you, you're such a baby. Like, that... I get how that's appealing to other people, but it just puts me on edge.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Okay, on that note, have you ever experienced any adverse reactions to any specific sounds?
Just like screaming. Can't do screaming.
Unlikely.
Probably not going to be a component in your audio placebo, but it's good to know.
Yeah.
Do you have any specific ASMR triggers?
Whispering.
Okay. For whispering, of course, there is the whispering, like, this is my whisper voice. You can hear me very quickly. But then it can go into unintelligible, where I can just a little bit like this. You can still say something, but I don't know if you actually understand. I don't know if you understood that.
Yes. But
you get it is that like you say only half of it, and mm-hmm. so it becomes unintelligible, and then there's mm-hmm. like pure inaudible, which is just like.
Right.
Are you interested in like something that oscillates between these levels?
Yeah, the first two.
Okay, first two. Unintelligible can be really cool. Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm not much. I definitely find binaural recordings of inaudible. Where it's kind of like a weird white noise piece machine for someone, but mm-hmm. not me. So just focusing on whisper and like mouth sounds, like
yeah.
Okay. Clinking, crinkling, fabric noises.
Yeah, those are good.
Okay, gotcha. I think I'm good for my questions.
Great. Just wonder if you have a favorite sound.
Honestly, I think rain and whispering would be the two favorites.
Oh, well, great. I think we're going to be able to please you. And is there a color that you are particularly fond of or would like us to infuse your placebo with?
I really love teal. Mm-hmm. Or like a turquoisey color.
Beautiful.
Well, this will be a very cozy conclusion to our audio placebo album.
Amazing.
Yeah, it actually works out really well if this is the final one, I think.
Has anyone done anything like completely opposite? I've been like, I want to be so stimulated.
Yeah, no, we sort of have actually. Mm-hmm. We had somebody who wanted something that was going to be able to creatively prepare them for the work that they needed to do during the day, just to like do a sonic reset.
Amazing.
So that's quite a delightful placebo. Yeah, we can now speak authoritatively about all of the placebos we have generated at this mm-hmm. point. This one will be really nice.
Yeah, I think that's going to be real great end to the placebo week.
So we have been carefully been taking notes for your prescription.
Great.
And after you leave, we're going to have a group meeting with all three of our pharmacists to determine how we can best serve you.
Amazing.
And also, we're all about collaboration, so all three of us are going to somehow have a hand in what gets made.
Cool.
And in probably 48 hours, we will contact you to let you know your prescription is complete. You do not need to come pick it up. We're going to deliver it to you.
Okay.
It's going to be, it will let you know when yours is uploaded, but I'm just going to make a note that we are releasing all of the placebos that we make on an album on Bandcamp. So you'll be able to access yours along with the placebos of everyone else when the time is right. And just a reminder that, once again, that placebos are not meant to be a replacement for any traditional therapy.
Of course.
And also that while this is a custom placebo made for you, that it's also our artwork, so we retain the rights to it, but you have a copy to use as you please.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're very excited that you came in today because everybody that comes in is a microcosm for the needs of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so because you came in, now everyone has access to this whispery, nighttime, dreamy rain placebo.
Incredible. Very happy to be part of it. Thank you so much.
Great.
Thank you.
Do you have any other questions before we turn off the microphones?
No, that's it. Thanks again. This has been super fun.
Yay.
Excellent. It's a pleasure to serve you here at Audio Placebo Plaza.
The visible spectrum. Newton demonstrated that color is a quality of light. To understand color, therefore, it is necessary to know something about light. As a form of electromagnetic radiation, light has properties in common with both waves and particles. It can be thought of as a stream of minute energy packets radiated at varying frequencies in a wave motion. Any given beam of light has specific values of frequency, wavelength, and energy associated with it. Frequency, which is the number of waves passing a fixed point in space in a unit of time, is commonly expressed in units of hertz. Wavelength is the distance between corresponding points of two consecutive waves and is often expressed in units of meters, for instance, nanometers. The energy of a light beam can be compared to that possessed by a small particle moving at a velocity of light, except that no particle having a rest mass could move at such a velocity. The name photon, used for the smallest quantity of light of any given wavelength, is meant to encompass this duality, including both the wave and particle characteristics inherent in wave mechanics and quantum mechanics. The energy of a photon is often expressed in units of electron volts. It is directly proportional to frequency and inversely proportional to wavelength. Light is not the only type of electromagnetic radiation. It is, in fact, only a small segment of the total electromagnetic spectrum, but it is the one form that eye can perceive. Wavelengths of light range from about 400 nanometers at the violet end of the spectrum to 700 nanometers at the red end. The limits of the visible spectrum are not sharply defined, but vary among individuals. There is some extended visibility for high-intensity light. At shorter wavelengths, the electromagnetic spectrum extends to the ultraviolet radiation region and continues through X-rays, gamma rays, and cosmic rays. Just beyond the red end of the spectrum are the longer wave infrared radiation rays, which can be felt as heat, microwaves, and radio waves. Radiation of a single frequency is called monochromatic. When this frequency falls in the range of the visible spectrum, the color perception produced is that of a saturated hue. The laws of color mixture. Colors of the spectrum are called chromatic colors. There are also non-chromatic colors such as the browns, magentas, and pinks. The term chromatic colors is sometimes applied to the black-gray-white sequence. The eye can distinguish some 10 million colors. The measurement of color is known as colorimetry. A variety of instruments are used in this field. The most sophisticated, the spectral photometers, analyze light in terms of the amount of energy present at each spectral wavelength. The emittance curves for light sources are typical spectral photometer results, as is the reflectance curve of the paint pigment known as emerald green. It is difficult to describe the color of a specific spectral energy distribution, since the eye perceives only a single color for any given energy distribution. It is necessary to express color measurements in a perception-related way. Several systems exist. Physical and chemical causes of color. According to the law of energy conservation, energy can be converted from one form to another, but it cannot be created or destroyed. Consequently, when a photon of light is absorbed by matter, usually by an atom, molecule, or ion, or by a small grouping of such units, the photon disappears and its energy is gained by the matter. Similarly, when matter emits light, it loses the energy carried away by the photons. A given atom or molecule cannot emit light of any arbitrary energy, since quantum theory explains that only certain energy states are possible for a given system. An example of permitted energy levels is shown at the left in the figure for the trivalent chromium ion present in the crystal of aluminum oxide. This is the colorant that provides the red color of the gemstone ruby. It can be deduced that color perception is closely connected to the wavelength of light. As an example, light with a wavelength of 650 nanometers wavelength is perceived as red, and light with a wavelength of 550 nanometers is perceived as green. However, there are colors such as purple which cannot be directly related to a certain wavelength and therefore do not occur in the spectral decomposition of white light. The perception of color is formed in our brain by the superposition of the neural signals from three different kinds of photoreceptors, which are distributed over the human eye's retina. These photoreceptors are called cones and are responsible for photopic vision under daylight conditions. Night vision is caused by photoreceptors called rods, which are much more sensitive than cones. As there is only one kind of rod, night vision is colorless. The three different kinds of cones differ in their spectral sensitivity to electromagnetic radiation for the average normal sighted human eye. If monochromatic radiation irradiates the eye, as it is the case with spectral decomposition of white light, the wavelength determines which types of cones are excited. For instance, monochromatic light at 680 nanometers exclusively excites one type of cones, whereas the two other types are insensitive at this wavelength. The brain interprets signals from only this type of cones in the absence of a signal from the other cones as the color red. Therefore, these cones are called red cones. The two other types of cones are called blue cones and green cones.
senses are only one way of knowing the world. Sometimes you need to reach beyond. It's easy to forget that there is reality that extends beyond the five senses, but through focus and attention, we can regain these knowledges. Imagine you are in your favorite natural environment. What time of the year is it? Imagine in this environment the sounds of birds, perhaps the sounds of other animals, the sounds of other natural phenomena like wind or water. What does it smell like in this environment? Where have you chosen to go today? What does it sound like? What is the quietest sound? What is the characteristic sound of the place? How is my voice mixing into this environment? Now, observing the quality of light, the sounds of the space, the feeling of humidity or temperature on your skin. Imagine that you are now leaning up against a big, sturdy tree, feeling safe and supported by its solid trunk and leaves overhead, knowing that this tree has taken many years to become this strong. This tree has seen the seasons change many times over and has endured many hardships. Nevertheless, through these hardships, it has grown larger and more strong and rooted. Just like this tree, you have also been part of a process of building, a process of building, a process of building, to build a solid structure. The strong winds have activated processes in your body that in fact make you more strong and resistant to these forces in your natural environment. Like this tree, you also have strong, abundant roots that aren't visible from the surface. These roots, they traverse deep into a network of people, of animals, and other living beings. The tree has strong, abundant roots that traverse deep into the earth. You have strong, abundant roots that you yourself may be at varying levels of awareness of at any given point. But if you but focus your attention, you can feel them. The lush leafy branches establish a strong rooted foundation. Leaning against the tree, you can hear its voice whispering into your mind. The tree speaks in a voice that is beyond comprehension, but nevertheless vocalizes. These roots, which are grounded in something very old, much more mysterious and non-linear, These roots are connected to all other plant life through webs of mycelium, sharing and communicating without words, sharing resources and information without even being fully conscious of it. Part of an interconnected web. Each branch of the tree brings it closer to the sky, radiating energy from the core of the earth up to the infinite cosmic space beyond, collecting sunlight, cosmic and electromagnetic energy to the tree, to the point of the tree. You are a magnet for positive, beautiful energy around you. There is proof of this. Just as the tree is able to photosynthesize, transforming carbon dioxide and water from the air and soil into the life-giving oxygen and glucose, you have the gift of transforming the energy around you into positive generative manifestations, whether they material, emotional, psychological. You have the gift of transforming the energy around you into positive generative manifestations, whether these manifestations are material or emotional or psychological. The contributions you manifest are feeding those around you. This is natural. This is the way of the world, and it always has been. These branches of this great tree that is both in your mind and a reality, this wise tree has become home to many animals and also to provide shade to other organisms. Your impact on your environment, your community, your family is essential and natural and generative beyond even your understanding. Take a moment now to listen to the tree and the wisdom that it is going to impart to you through its mycelium, through its connectedness to the cosmos and to the ground. Let's see what the tree has to say. Confirmation for your thought. You think the truth. You do not have the right to eliminate yourself. You do not have the right to silence yourself because you do not belong to you. You belong to the universe and you always have. Your significance will remain forever obscure to you. But you may assume that you are fulfilling your role if you apply yourself to converting your experiences to the highest advantage of others, to feeling your roots, to feeling the leaves, extending down within the rootedness of self and outwards towards the cosmos. Until the next time that you would like to convene with the tree, I wish you a great day.
You've been listening to Audio Placebo Plaza by Aaron G., Julia Dick, and Vivian Lee. You can learn more about this work in Wave Farm's Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.